This just into the Kalenge and Staffo News Center. There is this unusual phenomenon that is now gripping the country. It is cold winter. Details when we get them. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Christina Staffo will be by momentarily. We will start things off this hour with a chat with Ed Smith. He is a freeholder from Warren County, New Jersey. His cause, his latest cause, is these drug commercials you see on TV. We have parodied them here on the show. You know the ones. Talks about this wonderful drug that will do anything and everything to just cure anything that ails you. But then the second half of the commercial is spent with these ridiculous, horrible, almost mesmerizing side effects that could happen. Well, they show you a picture of someone eating ice cream in a park on a sunny day. Well, Ed's contention is, and how can you go wrong with a guy with the name of Ed? Ed's contention is kids are seeing these commercials. It is blurring the line between drugs being bad and drugs being good. So Ed will be in and we'll talk about it. Then it will be this week's edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard, followed by the greatest TV doctors of all time. Ah, do you remember them? You will if you listen later on. And then a conversation with actress and former model Brooke Shields. We start things off this hour with this unusual phenomenon gripping the country right now. It's cold outside. They call this thing winter. My goodness. All right. It was very, very cold where I live in the New York City area last weekend after it being pretty nice. We've had one bad snowfall, but for the most part, it's been in the 40s and the 50s. And if you live in New York City, you'll take that every single winter. The local news in New York City is in an abject panic because it was cold. It was headlining all of the local newscasts. Now, this is the number one media market in the country. It's supposed to be the best of the best, the savvy of the savviest. And what are we leading with? Coldmageddon, cold outburst, cold 2016, whatever each one was calling it. They got to put these funny names up on the graphics below the reporters. And with everything else going on in New York City, where people are getting slashed on the subways now left and right, where all of a sudden it's 1982 again in New York City. That's another story for another day. We are hearing about it's cold out. It is right now 17 degrees. Let's go to Skip Rabinowitz over there in Central Park. Skip, tell us about it. When Skip is there with, you know, his muffler and his scarf around his mouth and you could barely hear what he's saying, but yet we're doing a live shot outside in February because it's cold. Really? If you're old enough to remember when you were a kid, the weather was saved for the weather report. It was not headline news on a major market newscast. Do they really think that people buy into this stuff? If you're an advertiser in these things, oh, it's so cold out. It's winter. It could be 9 degrees in the Northeast this weekend. We need to get the word out. We need to inform the people. And the biggest joke, for the most part, are the people that work in that industry because they really think that's so important. People are going to rush home to turn on the television to find out it's cold outside and that it's going to be cold outside for the next couple of days. It's the middle of February. It's been 60 degrees many days. In the Northeast, I had on shorts Christmas Eve. There's no complaints. Let it be cold for a couple of days. It's good for the atmosphere. We're hearing about how everything else in the atmosphere is bad. How about some normalcy? Is that a word? Normality, normalcy, whatever. When things are normal, that's not news. It's cold in February. That's not a big deal. And whenever there's ever a chance for snow, you know, if you live in any part of the country, oh, snowpocalypse, it's coming. We've got the latest with Doppler radar 523745, which is usually wrong anyway, but we'll have the story. I think part of the reason is there's just too much news on these local stations now. It starts at 4 o'clock and runs till 6:30. Do we need 2.5 hours of news? Literally in New York City, the ABC station now each day runs a segment of the best YouTube videos of the day. That's news. That's a crock. Stay with us. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. The $7 retail quart of engine oil may have been marked up as much as 4,000%. Ah, the figures do not lie. Today on American Biker Minute.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Jeff Bryan for American Biker Minute. Kind of wondering when retailers are going to come to grips with the low price of oil and mark down the dino juice on the shelf to an appropriate price. Oil was selling right around 30 bucks a barrel. One barrel of oil is 42 gallons. Or 168 quarts. Cost of a quart of castor oil out of a $30 barrel of oil works out to about 20 cents a quart. Or 4,000% profit. Double that cost to allow for transportation and refinery expenses. The quart of castor oil should sell for $3, not $7. American Biker Minute. Your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Order in the court.
This is Attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. Jenna's vegetable garden needs sunlight, but the neighbor's tree branch hangs over her garden, blocking the sun. The branch is over the property line, so Jenna thinks she has the right to saw it off. Is this true? What can happen if she does? The final verdict after this.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Jenna should not cut the tree branch herself because of possible liabilities. She could hurt the tree, causing damage. The neighbors could even complain that it was cut improperly. If they refuse to cut it themselves, Jenna can sue them for trespassing. And that's the final verdict.